Kim Chayodim Kalman Tess, and the last Simon Kalman Tess is just a brief statement by the Chayodim that he says that in regards to Dinim Simon Tess Vav, Dinim Echad Mutzi Chaveroi, Mavor Le'el Klal Hei Simon Yurches. The idea of being Mutzi somebody else in the Brachas is discussed earlier. So the truth is, if you look at Klal Hei from Simon Yud Zion, through Simon Chav Gimel, the Chayyim talks about the issue of being Moitzi somebody else, and we covered those topics really in our Shiurim from Shiur number 32 to Shiur number 40. We have 9 Shiurim on that topic. So just briefly, just to try and recap what we saw over there, there's a concept in Halacha called Shemei Ka'ona. Shemei Ka'ona allows me to be much to somebody else in Kiddush, etc., because when they hear it is as if they said it. So it's not a regular concept of shlichus, I'm doing something for them, but rather that when I do the act of speaking, I'm sharing the speaking. The act of speech is communication. So I'm communicating, as I'm talking, other people are hearing, we're both sharing the deeper together. By sharing the deeper together, the listener gets the status as if he said whatever is being, as if he himself was the one who said what is being said. He's part of the speech. And really, Shemei Ka'ona should work in any area of halacha. However, Chazal put limitations on Shemei Ka'ona. For example, Chazal said for Shemon Esrei, that a person who can daven themselves, who is a baki, is able to daven themselves, cannot use Shemei Ka'ona. It's inappropriate that you should have somebody else saying the words to you, but you need to say the words yourself and daven to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. Shema, Kabbalah Tomach Shemayim, again, is something that a person should do himself. So we do not want somebody else saying it for you, except in certain scenarios. So even though Mikra Din Shema Ka'ana should always work, Chazal put limitations. So in regards to Birchas and Ahenin, which is our topic right now, for one person to be mitzvah to somebody else, it requires a few things. Number one, that the person who's saying the bracha is also partaking of the item. If he's not eating anything, it's a bracha levatola. So he can't be mitzvah to somebody else with a bracha levatola because what he's hearing is an inappropriate bracha. The exceptions to that are the bracha of yayin, said in the context of a bracha mitzvah. So since the ikar purpose over there is the birchas mitzvah, which I can be mochi somebody, Chazal allowed the birchas yayin to be said, and I can say the birchas yayin for somebody else, even though I am not drinking the wine at all. So you can be mochi somebody in Kiddush, even though I myself am not being yodse. That's number one. So that has to be that you're going to be in a henna with some exceptions. For if the purpose of birchas and the henna to be mercy to somebody else, we have to have a kviyas together. Chazal only allowed this, I can mercy you if we're functioning as a unit, different than, let's say, other types of brachas, birchas and mitzvahs, birchas hashachar, which are birchas hashavach, but rather, so you have to have a kviyas together. The more such kviyas would be that they would do haseva. We don't do a seva anymore, so just sitting together is considered a kviyas. Now, not everybody agrees that kviyas works on items other than pas and yayin, so it's not appropriate to mitzvah other people in bracha b'shana because of that purpose, because of this halacha. Bracha achrona, it's even harder because since we are saying the bracha and then leaving, so the group status is batal. So the only exception to that is benching, which through Zimun, which requires 3 people, we are coming together again for the purpose of the bracha. In regards to other brachas, achronas, brain of pashos, and the main gimel, alamichyo, preferably each person should say it themselves. Some suggest in the case of a tzibur to say it together. One person should say it this way, at least we'll know for sure the people will say it, but it is really preferred that a person should not do that. A person should say along with the Mavarech. there's a concept of arvus by birchas hamitzvahs, which will allow us to be mitzi somebody else. But by birchas hanehedin, arvus doesn't work because I don't have a chiyuv to make sure that you eat. So since if I'm not eating, so then I can't take a achrayus for your eating. So that's the basic rules. And again, people are encouraged that they want to look into this more. They should look at Klal Hey from Simon Yud Zayin through Simon Chaf Gimel. And if you want to listen to our Shurim, it's from Shir number 32 through Shir number 40. So that was a while ago, considering the fact that we are holding now in the 960s. Have a good day.